We're going to build our master's order. Yes. I saw this posted by SportsCenter on X.
He's happy about this and because it has something to do with
food.
Food.
That's exactly what I thought when I saw it on X was, we have to do this with Giddens because he's going to want to spend $15,000 on this.
Why am I relegated to just $10?
Well, that's what I was going to say. This order, you can get four things for $10. And there's four each on each category. He's not going to spend 10. He's going to spend 40 and get all 16 things. I know him.
Or I get duplicates. Get like 10 of one thing.
Glutton.
Glaze a glutton, idiot.
All right, let's start off with the sandwiches here. Remember, you can only spend $10.
Wait a minute. Are we doing sandwiches first or are we doing breakfast first?
Sandwiches.
So you can get whatever you want. It's just $10 is your limit.
Yeah, total.
But you can get multiple things from a certain category.
No. One for each category.
What happens if I have money left over?
Oh, you're not going to have money. You'll be borrowing money to eat what you eat.
If you have 50 cents left over, you can go buy you bubble gum or something.
So we can only spend $10.
Yeah, your limit is $10.
Why can't I get like two things from the sandwiches only totals up to $4.50, but I got drinks down here that are $6?
Yeah, Art, but let me ask this. Do we have to get something from each category?
Yeah. One from each category.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be more than $10.
No, your 10's your limit, but I feel like you could, if I got the egg salad, the blueberry muffin.
Hold on. We're getting in. Let's just do this.
But I'm definitely going to be short on money.
That's fine.
I'm going to save my money. No.
You can put it toward the next buffet you go to.
Can we have 20?
No.
Okay.
Only $10.
All right. $10.
Start off with the sandwiches here.
All right. Sandwiches.
You got a $3 pork barbecue, $3 chicken salad, $1.50 pimento cheese, or $1.50 egg salad. And remember, you're at the golf course.
I'm sorry. I got to spend the money. I got to go $3 pork sandwich here.
Giddens?
Well, I was originally going to get the $1.50 pimento cheese, but with your rule telling me that you can only get one from each category, I'm going to upgrade to the chicken salad for $3.
Okay. Batman, what would you take?
I feel like if you're at the Masters, the biggest thing is the pimento cheese sandwich. So I'm going to get the pimento cheese sandwich.
Oh, I wanted the pimento cheese, but I gotta do different things now.
All right.
Get my money's worth.
All right, so are you keeping up with the total here?
Well, he's keeping up with his.
Oh, okay. We keep up with my own. Mine's $3, but I get a senior discount.
Next up.
Yeah, you get a senior discount at the Masters now. They let the senior golfers tee off from a different tee.
Next up is breakfast. You got a $3 breakfast sandwich.
Good God.
No details what's in it. It looks like some bacon or some sausage and some cheese. $3 chicken biscuit, $2.50 fresh mixed fruit, or $2.50 blueberry muffin.
All right, so what are you taking, Giddens?
Breakfast sandwich for $3.
Okay.
He's already spent $6, David. He's got $4.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have to, too. I want, you know what? I'll slide back to $5.50. I'll do the blueberry muffin. How about that?
And I'm going to go with the breakfast sandwich. This is my big spender. I love a good breakfast sandwich.
All right. So you're in it for how much? You're
$4.50.
$4.50. I'm in it for $5.50, and Giddens is already $6 down. Yeah.
Yep.
Two more categories. Next up is snacks. You got $2 Georgia pecan caramel popcorn, $2 cookies, $1.50 chips, and a $3 Georgia peach ice cream sandwich.
I'm spending. I have got to have one of those Georgia peach ice cream sandwiches for $3.
That's what I was going to get originally, but now I got to change it up. So
you got a budget.
I'm getting the Georgia pecan caramel popcorn.
You know, I thought about that too because I love some good, what do they call it? Crunchy
Cracker
Munch.
Jack.
Yeah, Crunchy Munch, Cracker Jack. What are you getting, Bob?
The $3 Georgia peach ice cream sandwich.
Absolutely.
That's two sugar cookies between peach ice cream. That's a diabetic coma waiting to happen.
I don't care. I mean, that's once in a lifetime that I get to go to the Masters, so I'm getting it. All right.
It will be here once in the lifetime.
For the drinks, I really, if it wasn't for spending the money, I would really love that Crown's Nest. You know what? I thought it said root beer. I don't want no beer.
Yeah, you don't want the Crow's Nest beer?
No, I thought it said Crown.
Okay. I'll read them off to everybody. So they $6 Crow's Nest beer, $6 white wine, $2 iced tea, and $2 soda or water.
I'm going $2 soda with the Diet Dr. Pepper, and I went over 50 cents.
Nope.
I'm at $10.50.
Incorrect.
What?
You lose all your food. You have to give it to me. Yeah, $10. Yeah, $10.
$10.
That's out.
Well, then you
don't get anything off of this one because you're in it for $8 already.
Yeah, no, I'm getting the $2 iced tea and I'm at $10.
I'm getting $2 iced tea and I'm well under. That's $6, $7.50. $9.50, so I'm under too.
Yeah, you can give David your 50 cents. There.
Yeah. That'll work. All three of us right at 10. I only went over 50 cents.
There we go.
Come on. But I got to have that Georgia Peach ice cream sandwich.
If the rules didn't apply, I was going to go...
you was going to go one of each one on each line.
I was going chicken biscuit with pimento cheese, $4.50. Georgia Peach would have made it $7.50. And
Crow's Nest
and beer. Then I was going to get the iced tea as well.
Then you're still under. That would only be $9.50.
Oh, wait.
Come on, Giddens. It's your food.
Come on, man.
It's your food segment.
Listen, it's like going into a Burger King. Just look at the menu and say, okay.
I was getting two things from one different line, but I don't remember what it is now. I was getting five items.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
You only get four. All right. So what are we, is that it?
Yeah.
You're going to mention Rory's menu for, oh God.
And there's no monkey gland sauce.
Why not?
He's from South Africa though, so this is.
No, that's Charles Schwartzel that was from South Africa.
No, he is too.
No, Rory McIlroy is from Northern Ireland.
He's Irish.
I thought he was born in South Africa though. Seriously.
I don't know about that, but he's from Northern Ireland.
He's a foreigner.
All right, you want to hear the menu?
No, not really, but I will.
The appetizers, you got four choices here. Peach and ricotta flatbread, rock shrimp tempura, David's favorite shrimp.
Rock shrimp tempura.
That's sushi.
No.
Bacon wrapped dates.
No.
Grilled elk sliders.
That might but not be bad.
Yes to all of those, but in particular, the grilled elk sliders sound the best.
I might try an elk slider.
But I mean... Yeah, I'd eat all that for sure.
The first course is yellowfin tuna carpaccio.
What? That would not be bad. That would not be bad, but I think there's a better one.
Oh, I just read in the italics, and it says it has foie gras in it. Sign me up. I don't even care about the rest of the stuff.
It has what in it?
Foie gras.
No, I'm out.
Why are you out? Foie gras is amazing.
No, it's
you know
not.
What that is?
Keep going.
What is foie gras?
I don't want it.
No. What is foie gras?
I don't want it.
You said you know what it is. Tell me what it is.
I've seen it. I don't want it. Keep going.
All right. The main course, you have a choice of Wagyu filet mignon or seared salmon.
Now, what is Wagyu?
Steak. Taboo.
Wagyu filet mignon. That's steak.
Japanese steak.
What is, I'm asking.
Wagyu is a type of beef, Japanese beef.
But if it's
filet mignon is a type of cut.
It's the same thing. But I'm asking, what is Wagyu? Can you describe it to me?
It's Japanese.
Japanese beef.
Okay.
It's from Japan.
I probably would try that.
They have Wagyu burgers at Arby's.
And what else?
And the dessert is sticky toffee pudding.
No, nothing with the name toffee for me at all.
No, that's great. That's premier. That's the most premier dessert you can get. It's always premier.
That's like putting cow manure in a bowl.
And they asked Rory why there's not more Irish stuff on here, and he responded with, I want to actually enjoy the dinner, too.
Wow, he doesn't even like his own
country. Now, tell me what foie gras is.
I don't care.
It's taboo.
I know, it's taboo.
Tell me what foie gras is.
It's Riz, and we're going on to the next subject.